The group calling itself Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb says it's holding Canadian diplomat Robert Fowler and his aide Louis Gay, who were kidnapped in Niger in December. The group is also claiming responsibility for last month's abduction of four Western tourists near the border with Mali. In an audio recording aired by Al Jazeera Television, a spokesman for the group said he was glad to bring good tidings about the success of what he called two quality operations in Niger. Spokesman Salah Abu Mohammed said militants reserve the right to deal with their six captives under Islamic law and will soon issue conditions for their release. Fowler is a former foreign policy advisor to several Canadian prime ministers and served as his country's ambassador to Italy and the United Nations. He's currently UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's special envoy to Niger. Fowler, Gay, and their local driver Sumana Monkela disappeared December 14th when their vehicle was found abandoned with its doors open and motor running in the Karma area about 40 kilometers outside the capital, Niamey. The three were thought to be returning from a visit to a gold mine operated by a Canadian company. Tuareg rebels in Niger immediately claimed responsibility for their capture, saying it was a message to all diplomats who collaborate with President Mamadou Tandja. But hours later, the same group backed off that claim, saying civilians and diplomats are not part of its fight against the Tandja government. President Tandja said last month that investigations by his security forces indicate the men are being held by terrorist groups, referring to Tuareg rebels in northern Niger. The four tourists, two Swiss nationals, one German and one Briton, were abducted on their return from a nomadic cultural festival January 22nd. Malian officials initially blamed Tuareg rebels for that kidnapping as well. Tuareg, fighting for greater autonomy for their traditional Saharan homeland, are battling both the governments of Mali and Niger in a long-running conflict. Mali's military launched an offensive last month that it says captured all the main rebel bases in the northeast. Several hundred former fighters who surrendered to Malian troops this week are expected to join the National Army. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is a Sunni group that was formerly known as the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat. It began as an insurrection against Algeria's secular military rulers after the government canceled the second round of parliamentary elections in 1992 when it appeared a coalition of Islamic groups might take power. It has since expanded and aligned itself with the broader Al-Qaeda terrorist network, claiming responsibility for suicide bombings in Algeria last year and the kidnapping of two Austrian tourists in Tunisia who were later freed in Mali. It is considered a terrorist group by both the U.S. State Department and the European Union. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.